My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Very pleased to be back with you tonight. Had a very busy day here at our two police and military organizations, and we're just inundated with letters and information and work as volunteers here. I serve as a volunteer. This is my 24th year at trying to help awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform to God's word and the truth about what is going on in the world today. And it's been good duty all of these years, and I'm involved in it again today here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and I'm proud to serve. I am proud to serve. I was in the military during the Vietnam War. I was in law enforcement for a number of years and then was injured in the line of duty and had to take a medical retirement. And I'm still serving today. I'm still serving our brothers and sisters in uniform and the American people and upholding my oath to defend the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and your liberties and freedoms. And so I occasionally get a letter, quite often actually, I get letters that make me think. I mean, some of your letters are very important to me because they make me think and make me reassess things and make me pray over certain aspects of my life and the aspects of other things going on in the world. So we certainly do appreciate your mail. We always do. And we get over 200 email a day just on my computer. Now, our office manager, Carol, gets many emails herself. But I get over 200 emails myself. And it's a busy time for us volunteers that love God and love freedom. And it's a busy time because we are involved in a fight for the life of every American at this time. And I don't know if we're winning the fight, but we've got to be on the field of battle. And that's where we are today, and many of you are on the field of battle with me, and it's just good to serve with you. We'll be right back, and I'll get into a letter sent in by a person who cares about me, I can tell, and we'll just share that with you in just a couple minutes.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
To the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and I want to get into a letter that a dear fellow American sent to us, a good Christian man sent to me, on the 17th of this month. I'm just getting around to it, by the way. here it is, 17th of last month. We're in the new month now, aren't we? Yes. Well, anyway, it sure provoked me to think. And it provoked me to think once again about the early 1900s when the Scofield Bible came out. And in the Scofield Bible, if you ask most Christians today who Scofield was, they can't tell you that he changed Christianity in America. This man, matter of fact, they can't tell you who he was except he wrote a Bible. You know, he wrote footnotes in a Bible, the Holy Bible. But they don't know that he changed Christianity in the way we would live our lives as Christians in this nation when the seminaries of America accepted his Bible in the early 1900s. I think in 1909, 1910, something like that, the seminaries began to accept and preach only from his Bible in the Scofield notes in the Bible that for the first time in the history of mankind preached dispensationalism, which was a brand new term. You know, that this idea started in the middle of the 1800s and never been heard from or about by any minister on the face of the earth, any prophet, no prophet preached about it, nothing. Rapture doctrine came out of that. The future control of the world by the Jews came out of that. And a whole new doctrine was taught. And it also preached that Christians were not supposed to be involved in society, political politics or society, and that they were just to go around the world preaching the Word of God and fulfilling the Great Commission. Now, that changed our society here in America tremendously, but also the Scofield Notes pointed out that all government was of God, even evil government, and we were to obey government, even if it was evil government, and do what we were told, and not stand up and speak out against evil government. Well, as most of you know, that's totally against the Word of God. The prophets spoke out about evil government all the time. Some of the prophets went to the kings, the leaders of government, and spoke right in their face about the evil they were doing. And guess what? Occasionally, it worked. And the king straightened up and did what he was supposed to under God's law. Not often. Not often. But this dear brother, I don't want to give out his name. He's in Colorado. I think he's a listener. It seems to ring that way in his letter. But I want to open the phone lines up, and you tell me where I'm wrong. Call up and tell me where I'm wrong, folks, would you? Because I want to know that most of all, most of all. Now, I believe, like some people do, that I'm wrong to be a talk show host, because I'm not a talk show host. And I've always had a inferiority complex about that, because you've got great talk show hosts out there in the freedom movement, like Alex Jones and others, John Stadtmiller, and to tell you, some great talk show hosts out there. Colonel Bo Greitz is a great talk show host, you know. But I'm just an old cop, and I've never had command of the English language, and there's not a person listening to me today that doesn't understand that's true, okay? I mean, you know, I can take a shotgun away from somebody or protect you from bad guys, but I don't think I was ever cut out to be a talk show host. But here I am. Here I am. And I'm here because I've got a yearning to preach the Word of God, and I'm not a preacher, I know that, and also preach truth, talk truth, and share truth with my brothers and sisters in uniform. That's how all this happened, is I've spent 24 years trying to awaken my brothers and sisters in uniform to their constitutional duty and so forth. So I got in the education business because I couldn't get anybody with more intelligence than me. And there's a lot of people with more intelligence than me, maybe even this writer that's written to me, and with more determination than me. I couldn't find anybody to do the things that I've done over these years the best I could. Others could have done it better. But I was put in a position where nobody would stand up and teach our brothers and sisters in uniform that they were doing wrong to follow orders that were immoral and to follow orders that were unlawful and to violate their oaths of office that they took to defend the Constitution, protect the people's rights and their liberties. I found myself in a position of having to stand up and speak, which I have never done well, and do things that I didn't really want to do. But you can ask my friends who've known me for these 24 years. We have not found another person to take my position, that most of which would be more qualified than me. So you find yourself sometimes doing things, folks, because they're right to do, and nobody else is around to do it. So here I am today. I'm on a talk show, and I'm a host of a talk show, and there are probably 1,000 people out there listening to my voice right now that could do a better job than me, but here I am, because I feel that these are things I need to do. Well, this brother, at one time, it says in his letter here, used to stand up and speak out against the driver's license, licensing and so forth. It says in his letter here, I'll get to that in just a minute. And then, for some reason, he changed. It looks like he was taken into one of these government churches with a 501c3 that would teach him about the Scofield reference notes in the Holy Bible. And he would withdraw from doing nothing but a very important job that we all are commanded to do, and that's preach the Word of God and save souls. Now, this is very, very important. And he's doing this, praise God. And I'm so pleased to know that he's doing this. But he seems to think that it's a all-or-nothing game, that if we preach the Word of God, and he brings up the Great Commission, and I know the Great Commission, I talk about it all the time. Let me share it with you here. If you don't remember the Great Commission in Matthew's 28, I think it's 19:20, and again somewhere in Luke, but the Lord told all of us, not just the disciples, not just ministers and preachers, but he commanded all of us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe, listen to this now, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's a very important part there that we forget. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And so this brother is doing that, and we certainly need people to do that. Every Christian is obligated to do that. Every Christian is a disciple of Christ, and we're supposed to preach the Word of God or lead people to the Word of God, and save their souls, introduce them to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're obligated. So he's doing that very well. But I want you to call in tonight and tell me what you think of his letter and what I'm doing wrong. It says here, Dear Mr. McLamb, for all of your sincerity, I believe you are grievously misled about the responsibility of God's people in this world. The Lord Jesus Christ command for his church to occupy exclusively deals with the Great Commission to preach the gospel to every creature. The spurious idea that this occupying has something to do with politics and social reformation is not of God. Well, let me stop there right now for a moment, folks. Maybe I'm wrong. But if God instituted government and in the Holy Scriptures, it says to protect the innocent and punish evil. If godly people did not become involved in politics and society in the institutions, how are you going to have a government? Which, when God says government, he means people. People are there to make government work. The government leaders and the people inside government are supposed to follow God's law, because if they did not, how would you have government, folks, without godly people in government, going and getting into government, getting in that horrible area of politics and society, getting involved, in other words, if we're not supposed to do that? How can you have the protection of the innocent and prosecution of the guilty, punishment of the guilty, if godly people didn't enter into government and society? But anyway, he says it has nothing, occupying has nothing to do with politics or social reformation. This is not of God. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll open the phone lines up and you can call in. I've got more to share with you here, but his letter made me think again of all the people out there that are doing God's will in one area, but they're not following God's law demands in other areas. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Statmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, folks, we're back, and you can probably tell I've been thinking. I've been a-figuring. I had an old black friend back in Virginia where I grew up in Washington, D.C., and he used to say, I've been a-thinking. And he was a dear brother in Christ. Black is the ace of spades. I mean, black man, like when the lights went out, you couldn't see him at all. I mean, he was black, but he was beautiful. I loved him dearly. But he used to tell me about, he'd been a-thinking. And that's what I've been doing, folks. I've been a-thinking about this letter, praying about this letter, and want to share it with you before we open the phone lines up. I'll get on with it here. But we have a dear friend on from Tennessee already. Hang on there, Jane. I'll be with you in just a few minutes. Let me finish up the letter here from this brother. He says, the spurious idea that this occupying the nation has something to do with politics or social reformation is not of God. I guess he means we're not supposed to be involved in politics and society. You'll recall that only twice in the New Testament did the Apostle Paul rebuke the Roman government officials of his day when they violated his rights and the Roman law as well. But he did not make a full-time ministry of exposing the evils of government. Well, he's absolutely right. absolutely right. Paul realized that we are supposed to be involved in all of our lives, all of society, and we're supposed to rebuke evil where we find it. We're supposed to be involved in society, and that's exactly what Paul did. And so he wasn't full-time into rebuking government, which is good. And I'm not involved full-time in rebuking government either. And not many people I know are. But I know everybody's supposed to be, just like John the Baptist and Paul and others, of rebuking evil in government and getting involved, actively involved, not just praying about it. But the brother goes on and says, our world is literally just like the Titanic. It is sinking into the wrath of God. Let me say this. Why is it sinking into the wrath of God? Well, it's sinking into the wrath of God, and I'll just use America as a nation that is sinking under the wrath of God, because, as I've told you before, if you'll go to Judges in the Bible, and you read Judges, every single time the Israelites turned against God, and it was repeatedly, many, many times, he brought his wrath upon those people and subjugated them under evil leadership, persecuted them under evil leadership. Why are we going under persecution in America today? Because we have withdrawn, as this brother has, from politics and society. And we're just preaching the word of God and praying that God straightens it out when he gets here. So he's right. We're sinking into the wrath of God. And he said, and God calls us to help as many people as we can to get off of this ship, to prepare for eternity by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, he has called us. Every single person is supposed to be a disciple of Christ, so he's right there. But he's also called us to stand up and speak out against tyranny, against evil in high places, and to get involved as Christians so that evil will not occupy high places in the government that he ordained. I might be wrong. Call in, let me know, but let me finish the letter here. When people are saved, he says, there is, to some degree, a betterment of society because of this. It's a handwriting, and some of the words are kind of hard to read. However, social or political betterment are not the goal. I have seen you mock in your ignorance the clear, undeniable Bible teaching of the coming of the Lord to rapture his church before he pours out his wrath upon the earth. Sounds a lot like the typical post-millennial and amillennial heresy taught for years. You're just like Alex Jones, Mr. McLam. You're not born again. You're not Bible-believing Christians. You're dead in your sins and heading for eternity in hell. You must repent and surrender your life to Christ. In all of his radio programs, and I've listened every day for over a year, never once did I turn the page here, hear Alex Jones preach or even explain the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has, it was the Barabbas of Jesus' day that you and Alex bear a striking resemblance to, along with all the other so-called patriots. So why is that? Barabbas was part and partial with those in the Jewish nation who were sick of Roman oppression against the Jews and were thugs plotting to overthrow Rome's government in their land. Barabbas and others were jailed and executed, though Barabbas was spurned for sedition and, or spared rather, for sedition and murder as a result of his patriotic fervor. I'll finish this up when we come back from the break, folks, and then we'll open the phone lines up. But I want to hear your opinion of this, and show me where I am wrong, because I'm always learning, trying to learn every single day. So many of you are brighter than this talk show host, I'm sure. Right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
We're talking about these things because I have been alive 60 years now, and I have watched as a Christian man my fellow Christians, including myself for many years, withdraw under the teachings of the Scofield Notes. And that is that all governments of God, and we should not speak out against government, and we should just leave government alone and just go preach the Word of God and save souls. And then the other one was the early 1900s introduction into America of a new program called the Rapture Doctrine, the pre-trib Rapture Doctrine, which we can't find any ministers before 1835 that ever heard of such a thing. And the Rapture Doctrine also caused my fellow Christians and me too for a long time to withdraw, because next week we're getting to heaven out of here. Why should we stick our head up? Why should we get involved? Just save souls and get yourself ready to meet the Maker. Well, anyway, his note goes on to say, America has never been a Christian nation, and God has never mandated such a thing. There's only one nation, a Christian nation, in God's sight, that is the Church, which is comprised of Jews and Gentiles from every nation on earth. Of course, when you spend most of your waking hours trying to return America to her patriotic roots, and therefore neglect the Bible, the Bible's clear teachings that we are not to set on affections, set our affections on things of this world, not hard to understand why you're deceived. And I say all of this after having suffered four arrests for driving without a license, registration, and insurance. I've lost a lot of my living in fines, court costs, community service fees, etc. My truck, which was my living, was taken from me, never to be retrieved. I became so angry at the government and at my brothers, or at my neighbors, who stood by idly by, that I became a dangerous man. I began to steal and vandalize. I laid in wait to harm other people. And you know, I felt justified in all of it. No doubt Barabbas also felt justified. But God mercifully brought me to repentance, so that my only vision now is to preach the gospel to those who are lost and repentance to those who are claiming to be Christians, yet, turn the page here, are so wrapped up with the cares of this life that word of God in their hearts is choked off. You're that man, Jack, and you must repent. Sincerely, Gary. Now, I want to say, Brother Gary, thank you so much for this letter. You did make me think through myself again and what I'm doing with my life. And I checked. I went back to the scriptures, and I went to a wonderful book by Pastor John Weaver called The Sovereignty of God, Daniel 4:35, and Civil Government, The Sovereignty of God and Civil Government. And I thought things through, and what I can say to you, brother, is I also went back to Operation Vampire Killer 2000, thought about what you said, that this was not a Christian nation, and that there never has been anything such ordained. And we have James Madison, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Daniel Webster, Alexis de Tocqueville, on and on and on and on, saying that this is a Christian nation. And that Benjamin Franklin said man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants. George Washington said the people know it's impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible. Andrew Jackson said the Bible is a rock on which our republic rests. James Madison says we've staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government, but on the Ten Commandments of God. And, Brother Gary, I would ask you, these godly men, James Madison, John Adams, George Washington, they got involved in government. They got involved in society, and your letter is telling me that I should not do these things, that these are not of God. That's what it says. The spurious idea that this occupying this land has something to do with politics and social reformation is not of God. Well, I tell you, brother, that you have religious freedom today. It is my belief that the reason you're able to write me a letter like this and preach the word of God, which is a blessed thing that you're doing, brother, is only because that you're in a nation that you have religious freedom, because godly men got in and occupied the institutions to make sure that we would have a government that God said would punish the guilty and protect the righteous, so that we could go ahead and preach the word of God. Am I wrong? Jane of Tennessee. Jane, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, this is Jane from Tennessee.
Good to have you on, sister.
You was talking about the Schofield Bible.
Yes.
I was listening to Brother Tex Mars.
Yes.
On a tape, and I'm one of those that heard him preach on the commentary of the Schofield Bible.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And when Brother Tex preached on it and on the tape, my daughter and I knew right then that the things that I even studied with a preacher. We knew right then that we had been told wrong.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm a born-again Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
But on end-time doctrine, we had been on the time when the rapture, well, they call it rapture, but it caught up.
Yeah.
And there's two things that's got to happen before for the end time. And that's in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. And you can read on down. But in the third verse, let no man deceive you by any means.
Yeah.
For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And if you go on back to Daniel chapter 11, and you can read in the verses, I'm just going to give the verses, verses 36 through 39, you read in there, and that's Daniel speaking, and it's speaking, well, I could read a little of it because I'm holding so many pages here. Excuse me.
Okay.
It talks about in Daniel, I'll read just a little of it. It talks about here in Daniel that he'll need, in 37, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain. Of course, we know that the Antichrist
is
coming.
Well, listen, Jane, okay. I appreciate your comments tonight, and I understand that Tex Mars...
Well, I still got more.
Tex Mars is a good buddy, and he's right on target, but I've got to go to some other call, Jane, okay? So I hope you'll call back again, okay?
Well, I wasn't finished.
I know, but we're almost out of time here. But,
I do want to say they is the caught up.
Yes.
You can call it rapture, but the Bible calls it caught up.
Yes, that's right.
And I heard on there where that the people's not believing in that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to take the Bible.
That's
and
right.
It's in 1 Thessalonians, 4th chapter.
Yes, we got to go by the Bible. I understand, Jane. Thank you, sister. Okay. Have a good day. Let's go to Sally in Texas now. Sally, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Jack, I met you over in McQueenie at the Tap House.
Oh, good, Sally.
And I want to tell you that letter is nothing but hogwash. You haven't done anything wrong.
Well,
if it weren't for people like you, a lot of us would not know the truth. And I believe that a lot of talk show hosts are doing the work of God. If the Christians wouldn't just sit on their rear ends and let everybody else do it, our country wouldn't be in this position.
I believe you're right, Sally. Yes.
Too many Christians are sitting back and letting someone else do it, and they think God's going to take care of everything. That's not true. If you don't help yourself, God's not going to help you either.
Well, and he also put us here to occupy, didn't he, Sally?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And if we don't take an active part in what's going on with our government and we sit back and let them take us over, what is the point of that? That's not being a Christian.
How will you be able to preach the word of God if you're taken over by Lucifer?
That's right. You are one of the most humble people I have ever met, and I would take that letter and throw it in the garbage.
Oh, no, no. I appreciate this brother for writing to me, but I do see, Sally, a lot of the things that I was before God awakened me to the fact that we're supposed to be involved in the institutions, politics. And
that's true.
And not uninvolved, just sitting back waiting the rapture.
But see, he doesn't realize what that letter really means. In another country, he couldn't write that letter.
That's right. That's right.
Well, don't let that letter discourage you in any way, because I respect you and I think you're a humble man of God.
Well, thank you so much, Sally.
You are welcome.
Call tonight and call back again. It was nice meeting you, by the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Lord bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I appreciate Gary and the many letters we get here, folks. I'm not hammering on Gary. I'm really not, but I do see some, if I'm not wrong, and I don't believe I'm wrong, when he says we were never a Christian nation and there never was such a thing. Well, God says that he institutes governments among men to obey his laws and to protect the innocent and punish the guilty. Now, what kind of a government is that, my dear brother Gary, if that's not a government run by Christians, established by God for us to obey his laws? Let's go to Jim in Idaho. Jim, thank you for calling in tonight on the Officer Jack McLamb program.
Hi, Jack. Thanks. I appreciate your program.
Thank you.
Letter kind of lit a fire under me, and I do believe, actually, along with you, that he raised some good points. But
yes.
I think that he falls way to the mark at some points. And actually, this letter reminded me of a time when, after an evangelistic meeting where D.L. Moody was speaking, and a man walked up to him from the crowd and rebuked him and scolded him for the way that D.L. Moody advocated that the people should witness to people on the street and so on. And regarding his methods, and Dwight Moody said to him, how do you do it? And the man said, well, he hemmed and hawed around and said, well, he says, I don't do it. And D.L. Moody says, well, he says, I'll tell you what. He says, I like it better the way I do it than the way you don't do it. And, you know, we each have different gifts and callings. And I used to find myself being critical of Christians who would be on fire for the Lord and would be eager to witness and to disciple other people and so on, but couldn't seem to get interested or didn't seem to have a calling, perhaps, for the things that we might refer to as being in sort of the patriotic realm. And I've quit criticizing those people for that, and I expect, likewise, not to be criticized by those folks for my particular outlets and callings and my gifts. I believe that the God has entrusted us with a stewardship generally regarding the things of spiritual kingdom and also, for instance, material financial stewardship and so on. But some of us have greater callings and greater gifts in other areas, and it's important for each of us to find out what those callings and gifts are and to pursue them. I do believe that one area that this fellow was wrong, and the guy that wrote you the letter, is that he ignores the fact that the United States of America is probably unique among all nations of the earth in a couple of respects, at least one being that, as Patrick Henry said, that it was not founded on the ideas of men, but on the very gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was a self-conscious, deliberate effort on the part of most of the founders to form a godly nation and to model it after godly and biblical principles. And naturally, we don't suppose or assume that all of the founding fathers were Christians, but most of them were. And I have a friend who says that there was never a time in this country when everybody was a Christian, but there was a time when if you weren't, you knew you should be. And the Christian gospel prevailed in the culture, even among those who did not name the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they practiced restraint and self-government so that the civil government did not have to exert itself to restrain evil. And I believe, in fact, that John Adams said that that's the only way that this kind of constitution would work. It said it's only adequate for a godly and righteous people, wholly inadequate for any other. But God cares about justice, and we see that especially in the Old Testament, but even in the New Testament, God cares about justice for the widows and for the downtrodden and the oppressed and so on. And since government is his idea, not man's, it's not an evolutionary concept. God instituted government, and he wants it to follow his precepts and his commands, and he wants it to carry out his purpose. But
Jim, how can that be done if, like our brother Gary says here, we shouldn't get involved in politics and social?
Well, I think that we have to, and I think that this is an area where he missed the boat regarding another unique aspect of this country is that, our highest authority in this country is not the president, it's not the officers. These people are only people to whom authority has been delegated. All true and legitimate authority comes from God. He has invested some of that authority in us as individuals, and we have collectively joined our forces for the common good, for order in society and so on, and for as it says in Romans 13, to punish those who do evil and to commend those who do righteous. And we, the people collectively, if there is a king in this country, it is the people collectively. It isn't one. It isn't vested in power in one man or one individual. It is the people collectively that are a king, if, in fact, there is a king at all in this country.
Very good, Jim. Thank you, brother, for calling in. You're very wise, and you brought some very good points out. Thank you, Jim, okay?
Bye-bye.
Call back again. All right. Folks, that's up on a break again. If you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We just got a few minutes left here, but you know, I thank Gary for helping me think through things again and going back to the scriptures and thinking through everything he said. And I believe that without question, the Bible says God instituted different institutes, really, among men. The family, for example. We're supposed to be involved in our family. We're supposed to be involved in the church, preaching the Word of God and saving souls, but we're also supposed to be involved in the institution He created called government. Because if we do not, as God's people don't become involved in government, politics, social society, then who gets involved? As we have withdrawn as Christians, Lucifer and his minions have taken over these institutions, and Gary's going to see that he's not going to have the freedoms to preach the Word of God that he had when Christians actually used to occupy all these institutions. Let's go to Jason in Texas now. Jason, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good evening, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, brother. Thank you.
Well, I just want to start off by saying I don't disagree with you guys that, we as Christians should be involved in government and that God's will has created government as an institution, so on and so forth. But as we all know, the face of God, if you will, is often imitated by these satanic or evil principles. One thing that I think people should think about is that anything that you think that you trust or really, really believe, pay close attention to what it's really representing. For instance, the founders of our country were not all entirely wonderful men as our American history high school books have led us to believe.
That's true, brother.
We have pretty strong evidence of strong European Masonic ties of people with pretty dark, nasty histories. And I think something to think about in the foundation of this country is that there are some good principles there. And there are principles that, frankly, were in a lot of ways taken from Native American society, not so much from Europeans. The Age of Enlightenment, as it were, in Europe, was born out of the governments of the American Indians. That said, I think that there was a definite level of corruption. I think there's a common misconception by those who don't read the Bill of Rights and the Declaration that it is Christian in writing. And while it may have been in some level of spirit by some of the individuals involved, I think that there's also some potentially subversive material in there that folks really need to think about. Why would God tell us to have free religion if our rights were written by, if it was a Christian nature? Why would we have free speech per se? Free speech is good, but we don't want to be able to say whatever we want about anything. I mean, God gives us rules to live by. He doesn't tell us to do what we want. Do what you want is thelema, and that's a bad thing.
Well, he gave us the freedom of choice, though, brother. He gave us the freedom of choice, and that's what you're talking about here. God did allow us to follow him or not follow him. Yeah, well, listen, Jason, the program is coming to a close, and I thank you for calling in, okay?
Thank you, Jack.
All right, call back again now. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. I hope you have a good evening, and I'll be looking forward to coming back with you tomorrow and getting in some of the news that is going on. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I do. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Lord bless you. Good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.